It might be too early for some, but I'm really excited about this upcoming election.
Lori Strickler, Bethel City Clerk. And why, you might ask, is she so excited? Because this is the first time the city has its own election equipment.
It should make the election day process much more clean.
So now local election votes will be taken and counted the same way the state's Rural Education Attendance Area, or REAA, election votes are tallied through AccuVote electronic machines.
And what that means ultimately is the voter would be issued two ballots. One would be a city ballot and one would be a state ballot, and they have to go in two separate ballot boxes
and read in separate AccuVote machines. The October 3rd election is just 10 weeks away, with the deadline to register to vote on September 3rd, which is also the deadline to update your voter registration.
So if you've moved, you want to make sure that your precinct location is the nearest one to your home.
Strickler says the absentee in-person voting will begin on September 18th, which will be available at the city clerk's office in City Hall. Mail ballots are also available starting on the 18th. Mail ballots are also available on the city's website and can be dropped off on election day at either precinct location. If mailed, they must be postmarked no later than October 3rd.
And received by my office by October 5th at 6 o'clock is when we hold our canvass for the election.
Language translation services are offered for absentee in-person voting, special needs voting, and on election day, the city will have translators available, according to Strickler. Strickler also says for those interested in serving on the city council, the declaration of candidacy packets are available starting this Friday, July 28th, and are due by 12 p.m. on August 21st. Find all these dates on our website at kyuk.org. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.